This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Demonstrators will march through Aurora tonight to demand justice for Elijah McClain, who died after being stopped by police last summer. Earlier today, Aurora Interim Police Chief Vanessa Wilson said she fired three officers who took and shared a photo of two of them reenacting the chokehold used on McClain.
It's reprehensible, and that's why they no longer work here.
McClain family friend Candace Bailey urged people to continue to fight for police reforms.
Do not allow Elijah McClain's life to be in vain. Do not.
The family compares the former officer's photo to photos of lynchings in which white people posed with the bodies of murdered black people. Forecasters say the southern third of Colorado is prone to fast-spreading wildfires. Meteorologist Pamela Evanson says vegetation is dry and humidity is low.
I definitely wouldn't participate in any activities that could accidentally start a fire, like fireworks or throwing cigarettes out into the grass could easily cause a fire to start and it could spread very rapidly.
Campfires are allowed only within designated fire grates, and there will be no smoking at the White River National Forest near Aspen and BLM lands in the central and southern Rockies. Colorado is stepping up DUI enforcement through Monday. Officials say 73 law enforcement agencies are participating in the effort. 79 with thunderstorms in Denver. This is CPR News.